I think that's kind of the routine, I guess, with preseason game threes. But I mean, it's just another opportunity for us to prepare, and you know, another dress rehearsal, like you said, for the regular season. So we'll take it as it is, and it's a game week and an opportunity to get ready and go kind of showcase what we work on and who we are.
Are you eager to kind of see what TJ's
going to
look like?
Yeah, I am. Obviously I've seen what he's been able to do in practice, you know, in the limited live sessions that we've had. So I'm excited for him. I'm excited for his opportunity. I'm excited to see, what he can do in a game-like situation, you know, running the ball, catching it out of the backfield, picking it up in protections. I'm excited to see what he can do.
He said he's eager to see what the NFL speed is like, the adjustment for him. Obviously it's a little different as a quarterback, but what advice could you give him?
He's faster than I am, so it's probably an easier adjustment. They're way faster than I am, but he can run with everybody probably. So it is a little different. The only way to get used to it is live reps. So I'm sure he'll get used to that, and he'll kind of get in the flow, and it's just playing football again. You know, he was fortunate to play in a good conference at a really good school in Alabama. So, I mean, he got to see, the best of the best in college, and, that's kind of everybody on Sunday is the best of the best. So I'm sure he's excited for it, and I'm excited to see him play.
The battle's done now, so that group can kind of move forward with cohesion, I guess, right?
Yeah. Name Wiz, the starter, and, Bo being the great athlete he is allows us some versatility with him. You know, he can kind of move around and be, maybe the sixth man and the guy to swing back and forth. But Wiz did a great job, all throughout camp and competed his tail off. And really, I think mentally, as a quarterback, to have a guy that is as mental as Wiz is a huge help, because he helps out with a lot of stuff, especially being in the offense, the past couple of years and knowing Ole.
Last week, you felt like the offense was maybe a little ahead of where he expected at that point. Feel the same way, and how is that process going?
I don't know. I think that we everything that Ole has installed, I think we've executed. Maybe not always on the first time repping it, but eventually, we've kind of gotten it. So I think continuing to kind of challenge ourselves, continuing to make it uncomfortable and make things difficult is how we grow.
Been a lot of drops, I guess, the first 2 weeks. Is that just because it's camp, because you guys are still getting on scene?
Right. Yeah, I think so. I think it's always better to get those out of the way. But those guys are doing a really good job. They've done a great job every day in practice. And we've had some unfortunate drops in the games and I've missed some throws as well, so it's kind of been on both ends of it. But I'm confident in those guys that they'll be fine and they'll be ready to play.
Gus was in here the other day talking about how maybe some of your success is attributed to you finding a routine. And a pregame routine and practice routine.
Right.
Can you tell me kind of how did you arrive at that and kind of what the routine is, and do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think it's important to be able to, I think that was kind of a big thing this offseason is talking to other guys that have done it. It's kind of my first offseason, so being able to talk to other quarterbacks, talk to guys that have been around it, what do you do? What is your routine? How do you take care of your body? How do you watch film? How do you do all these things? So that was kind of cool and neat, and, I'm kind of piecing mine together and continuing to develop that, but I think it's helped out a lot.
Was there a quarterback that you specifically kind of that kind of mentored you?
I think outside of Jordan Palmer, it was just kind of bits and pieces. Little conversations with different guys. That I was able to work out with in the off season. So it was kind of just taking little things from each guy.
Who are some of these guys?
Classified.
Have you already started tearing down plays out of the playbook that you don't like, or is that something you'll do more as the season comes?
It's a cool system because there's not a whole lot of plays where it's like, oh, I really don't like that. So whether it's a good system or whatever that means, but there are, a couple plays where it's like, okay, I really like these. I know these in and out versus every look. These are my, gotta have it calls, or, when we get into trouble, this is my go-to call. So I do have those, and, that'll hopefully continue to grow that list until, you eventually own the whole playbook.
Audible line scrimmage very much.
I think Ole gives us some freedom, which is good. We have a lot of alerts, to just keep ourselves kind of trying not to run dead plays. So we do a lot of that. And then, whenever you get a bad situation or you see something, that kind of looks good, you can always get to something else.
Did you know immediately that you like this offense, or has it been sort of a thing where you've learned it as you've gone and it's adapted to what you like?
Yeah. I felt the first time going through it, I didn't really know. It's my third offense, I guess, in 3 years. And I mean, every offense that I've been a part of, I've liked stuff and I haven't liked stuff. And I think this one's definitely been the best. And, you know, I've enjoyed learning it. I've enjoyed trying to master it. And, you know, that's what I'll continue to do.
What do you like about it?
You know, I think the versatility of it. I think the fact that, you know, we can do so many things and always been good about kind of accommodating who we are. You know, we have, you know, a good tight end room. So, you know, we were in a lot of 13 early and stuff until Julius went down. So he's kind of able to, he's able to put the guys on the field where our strong suit is and be able to still run the same schemes and concepts that we would if we were, you know, four or five wide.
You guys have had some third and shorts, but you picked them up running the ball with the first team offense. Is that an encouraging sign that, yeah, the line's better, the running game's better?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, it just kind of says, you know, how much pride and trust we have in those guys up front, you know, that we get in a third and short, a fourth and short, we're going to run the ball behind them, you know, because that's what we want to do. That's who we want to be. So there's not a question of, you know, what play's coming. We're going to run the ball, so it's just a matter of right or left.
Did you do anything to get touchdowns instead of field goals when you try to change anything up? Or?
Yeah, you know, I think we just shot ourselves in the foot, and it was kind of one of everything. You know, we had a penalty, had a missed throw, you know, had a couple of missed assignments. So I think just being able to tighten that up and, you know, the attention to detail, you know, and I think that would help us out there.
How's Tyson doing the fullback for you in those third and shorts?
Good. We haven't thrown him one in the game, but I think he's like 5 for 5 in practice catching flat routes. So he looks good.